And whosoever of you is submissive unto Allah and His Messenger, and doth right, we shall give her reward twice over, and we have prepared for her a rich provision. O ye wives of the Prophet, ye are not like any other women. If ye keep your duty to Allah, then be not soft of speech, lest he in whose heart is a disease aspire to you, but utter customary speech. And stay in your houses. Bedizen not yourselves with the bedizenment of the time of ignorance. Be regular in prayer, and pay the poor due, and obey Allah and His Messenger. Allah's wish is but to remove uncleanness far from you, O folk of the household, and cleanse you with a thorough cleansing. And bear in mind that which is recited in your houses of the revelations of Allah and wisdom. Lo, Allah is subtile, aware. Lo, men who surrender unto Allah, and women who surrender, and men who believe, and women who believe, and men who obey, and women who obey, and men who speak the truth, and women who speak the truth, and men who persevere in righteousness, and women who persevere, and men who are humble, and women who are humble, and men who give alms, and women who give alms, and men who fast, and women who fast, and men who guard their modesty, and women who guard their modesty, and men who remember Allah much, and women who remember. Allah hath prepared for them forgiveness and a vast reward. And it becometh not a believing man or a believing woman, when Allah and His Messenger have decided an affair for them, that they should after that claim any say in their affair. And whoso is rebellious to Allah and His Messenger, he verily goeth astray in error manifest. And when thou saidst unto him on whom Allah hath conferred favor, and thou hast conferred favor, keep thy wife to thyself, and fear Allah, and thou didst hide in thy mind that which Allah was to bring to light, and thou didst fear mankind, whereas Allah had a better right that thou shouldst fear him. So when Zayd had performed the necessary formality of divorce from her, we gave her unto thee in marriage, so that henceforth there may be no sin for believers in respect of wives of their adopted sons, when the latter have performed the necessary formality of release from them. The commandment of Allah must be fulfilled. There is no reproach for the Prophet in that which Allah maketh his due. That was Allah's way with those who passed away of old, and the commandment of Allah is certain destiny. Who delivered the messages of Allah and feared him, and feared none save Allah, Allah keepeth good account. Muhammad is not the father of any man among you, but he is the messenger of Allah, and the seal of the prophets, and Allah is aware of all things. O ye who believe, remember Allah with much remembrance, and glorify him early and late. He it is who blesseth you, and his angels bless you, that he may bring you forth from darkness unto light, and he is merciful to the believers. Their salutation on the day when they shall meet him will be peace, and he hath prepared for them a goodly recompense. O Prophet, lo, we have sent thee as a witness and a bringer of good tidings and a warner, and as a summoner unto Allah by his permission, and as a lamp that giveth light. And announce unto the believers the good tidings that they will have great bounty from Allah. And incline not to the disbelievers and the hypocrites. Disregard their noxious talk and put thy trust in Allah. Allah is sufficient as trustee. O ye who believe, if ye wed believing women and divorce them before ye have touched them, then there is no period that ye should reckon, but content them and release them handsomely. O Prophet, lo, we have made lawful unto thee thy wives, unto whom thou hast paid their dowries, and those whom thy right hand possesseth, of those whom Allah hath given thee as spoils of war, and the daughters of thine uncle on the father's side, and the daughters of thine aunts on the father's side, and the daughters of thine uncles on the mother's side, and the daughters of thine aunts on the mother's side, who emigrated with thee, and a believing woman, if she give herself unto the Prophet, and the Prophet desire to ask her in marriage, a privilege for thee only, not for the rest of believers. We are aware of that which we enjoined upon them concerning their wives, and those whom their right hands possess, that thou mayest be free from blame, for Allah is forgiving, merciful. Thou canst defer whom thou wilt of them, and receive unto thee whom thou wilt, and whomsoever thou desirest of those whom thou hast set aside temporarily, it is no sin for thee to receive her again. That is better, that they may be comforted and not grieve, and may all be pleased with what thou givest them. Allah knoweth what is in your hearts, O men, and Allah is forgiving, clement. It is not allowed thee to take other women henceforth, nor that thou shouldst change them for other wives, even though their beauty pleased thee, save those whom thy right hand possesseth, and Allah is watcher over all things. O ye who believe, enter not the dwellings of the Prophet for a meal, without waiting for the proper time, unless permission be granted you. But if ye are invited, enter, and when your meal is ended, then disperse. Linger not for conversation. Lo, that would cause annoyance to the Prophet, and he would be shy of asking you to go. But Allah is not shy of the truth. And when ye ask of them, the wives of the Prophet, anything, ask it of them from behind a curtain. That is purer for your hearts and for their hearts. And it is not for you to cause annoyance to the Messenger of Allah, nor that ye should ever marry his wives after him. Lo, that in Allah's sight would be an enormity. Whether ye divulge a thing or keep it hidden, lo, Allah is ever knower of all things. It is no sin for them, thy wives, to converse freely with their fathers, or their sons, or their brothers, or their brothers' sons, or the sons of their sisters, or of their own women, or their slaves. O women, keep your duty to Allah. Lo, Allah is witness over all things. Lo, Allah and his angels shower blessings on the Prophet. O ye who believe, ask blessings on him, and salute him with a worthy salutation. Lo, those who malign Allah and his messenger, Allah hath cursed them in the world and the hereafter, and hath prepared for them the doom of the disdained. And those who malign believing men and believing women undeservedly, they bear the guilt of slander and manifest sin. O Prophet, tell thy wives and thy daughters, and the women of the believers, to draw their cloaks close round them when they go abroad. That will be better, so that they may be recognized and not annoyed. Allah is ever forgiving, merciful. If the hypocrites and those in whose hearts is a disease, and the alarmists in the city do not cease, we verily shall urge thee on against them. Then they will be your neighbors in it but a little while. Accursed, they will be seized wherever found and slain with a fierce slaughter. That was the way of Allah in the case of those who passed away of old. Thou wilt not find for the way of Allah aught of power to change. Men ask of you the hour. Say, the knowledge of it is with Allah only. What can convey the knowledge unto thee? It may be that the hour is nigh. Lo, Allah hath cursed the disbelievers, and hath prepared for them a flaming fire, wherein they will abide forever. They will find then no protecting friend nor helper. On the day when their faces are turned over in the fire, they say, Oh, would that we had obeyed Allah, and had obeyed his messenger. And they say, Our Lord, lo, we obeyed our princes and great men, and they misled us from the way. Our Lord, oh, give them double torment and curse them with a mighty curse. O ye who believe, be not as those who slandered Moses. But Allah proved his innocence of that which they alleged, and he was well esteemed in Allah's sight. O ye who believe, guard your duty to Allah, and speak words straight to the point. He will adjust your works for you, and will forgive you your sins. Whosoever obeyeth Allah and his messenger, he verily hath gained a signal victory. Lo, we offered the trust unto the heavens and the earth and the hills, but they shrank from bearing it, and were afraid of it. And man assumed it. Lo, he hath proved a tyrant and a fool. So Allah punisheth hypocritical men and hypocritical women, and idolatrous men and idolatrous women. But Allah pardoneth believing men and believing women. And Allah is forgiving, merciful. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, unto whom belongeth whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth. His is the praise in the hereafter, and he is the wise, the aware. He knoweth that which goeth down into the earth, and that which cometh forth from it, and that which descendeth from the heaven, and that which ascendeth into it. He is the merciful, the forgiving. Those who disbelieve say, the hour will never come unto us. Say, nay, by my Lord, but it is coming unto you surely. He is the knower of the unseen. Not an atom's weight, or less than that, or greater, escapeth him in the heavens or in the earth, but it is in a clear record. That he may reward those who believe and do good works, for them is pardon and a rich provision. But those who strive against our revelations, challenging us, theirs will be a painful doom of wrath. Those who have been given knowledge, see that what is revealed unto thee from thy Lord is the truth and leadeth unto the path of the mighty, the owner of praise. Those who disbelieve say, shall we show you a man who will tell you that when ye have become dispersed in dust, with most complete dispersal, still even then ye will be created anew? Hath he invented a lie concerning Allah? Or is there in him a madness? Nay, but those who disbelieve in the hereafter are in torment and far error. Have they not observed what is before them and what is behind them of the sky and the earth? If we will, we can make the earth swallow them, or cause obliteration from the sky to fall on them. Lo, herein surely is a portent for every slave who turneth to Allah repentant. And assuredly we gave David grace from us, saying, O ye hills and birds, echo his psalms of praise. And we made the iron supple unto him, saying, make thou long coats of mail, and measure the links thereof, and do ye right. Lo, I am seer of what ye do. And unto Solomon we gave the wind, whereof the morning course was a month's journey, and the evening course a month's journey. And we caused the fount of copper to gush forth for him. And we gave him certain of the jinn, who worked before him by permission of his Lord. And such of them as deviated from our command, them we caused to taste the punishment of flaming fire. They made for him what he willed, synagogues and statues, basins like wells and boilers built into the ground. Give thanks, O house of David, few of my bondmen are thankful. And when we decreed death for him, nothing showed his death to them, save a creeping creature of the earth, which gnawed away his staff. And when he fell, the jinn saw clearly how, if they had known the unseen, they would not have continued in despised toil. There was indeed a sign for Sheba in their dwelling place, two gardens on the right hand and the left, as who should say, eat of the provision of your Lord, and render thanks to him, a fair land and an indulgent lord. But they were froward, so we sent on them the flood of Arim, and in exchange for their two gardens, gave them two gardens bearing bitter fruit, the tamarisk, and here and there a lote tree. This we awarded them because of their ingratitude. Punish we ever any save the ingrates? And we set between them and the towns which we had blessed, towns easy to be seen, and we made the stage between them easy, saying, Travel in them safely, both by night and day. But they said, Our Lord, make the stage between our journeys longer. And they wronged themselves, therefore we made them bywords in the land, and scattered them abroad, a total scattering. Lo, herein verily are portents, for each steadfast, grateful heart. And Satan indeed found his calculation true concerning them, for they follow him, all save a group of true believers. And he had no warrant whatsoever against them, save that we should know him who believeth in the hereafter from him who is in doubt thereof. And thy Lord, O Muhammad, taketh note of all things. Say, O Muhammad, call upon those whom ye set up beside Allah. They possess not an atom's weight, either in the heavens or the earth, nor have they any share in either, nor hath he an auxiliary among them. No intercession availeth with him, save for him whom he permitteth. Yet, when fear is banished from their hearts, they say, What was it that your Lord said? They say, The truth, and he is the sublime, the great. Say, Who giveth you provision from the sky and the earth? Say, Allah. Lo, we or you assuredly are rightly guided, or in error manifest. Say, Ye will not be asked of what we committed, nor shall we be asked of what ye do. Say, Our Lord will bring us all together, then he will judge between us with truth. He is the all-knowing judge. Say, Show me those whom ye have joined unto him as partners. Nay, ye dare not, for he is Allah, the mighty, the wise. And we have not sent thee, O Muhammad, save as a bringer of good tidings and a warner unto all mankind. But most of mankind know not. And they say, When is this promise to be fulfilled, if ye are truthful? Say, O Muhammad, yours is the promise of a day which ye cannot postpone nor hasten by an hour. And those who disbelieve say, We believe not in this Qur'an, nor in that which was before it. But, oh, if thou couldst see, when the wrongdoers are brought up before their Lord, how they cast the blame one to another, how those who were despised in the earth say unto those who were proud, But for you we should have been believers. But those who were proud say unto those who were despised, Did we drive you away from the guidance after it had come unto you? Nay, but ye were guilty. Those who were despised say unto those who were proud, Nay, but it was your scheming night and day when ye commanded us to disbelieve in Allah and set up rivals unto him. And they are filled with remorse when they behold the doom. And we place carcans on the necks of those who disbelieved. Are they requited aught, save what they did? And we sent not unto any township a warner, but its pampered ones declared, Lo, we are disbelievers in that which ye bring unto us. And they say, We are more than you in wealth and children. We are not the punished. Say, O Muhammad, Lo, my Lord enlargeth the provision for whom he will, and narroweth it for whom he will, and most of mankind know not. And it is not your wealth nor your children that will bring you near unto us, but he who believeth and doth good, he draweth near. As for such, theirs will be twofold reward for what they did, and they will dwell secure in lofty halls. And as for those who strive against our revelations, challenging, they will be brought to the doom. Say, lo, my Lord enlargeth the provision for whom he will of his bondmen, and narroweth it for him. And whatsoever ye spend for good, he replaceth it. And he is the best of providers. And on the day when he will gather them all together, he will say unto the angels, Did these worship you? They will say, Be thou glorified. Thou art our protector from them. Nay, but they worshipped the jinn. Most of them were believers in them. That day ye will possess no use nor hurt one for another. And we shall say unto those who did wrong, Taste the doom of the fire, which ye used to deny. And if our revelations are recited unto them in plain terms, they say, This is naught else than a man who would turn you away from what your fathers used to worship. And they say, This is naught else than an invented lie. Those who disbelieve say of the truth when it reacheth them, This is naught else than mere magic. And we have given them no scriptures which they study, nor sent we unto them before thee any warner. Those before them denied, and these have not attained a tithe of that which we bestowed on them of old. Yet they denied my messengers. How intense then was my abhorrence of them. Say unto them, O Muhammad, I exhort you unto one thing only, that ye awake for Allah's sake by twos and singly, and then reflect. There is no madness in your comrade. He is naught else than a warner unto you in face of a terrific doom. Say, whatever reward I might have asked of you is yours. My reward is the affair of Allah only. He is witness over all things. Say, lo, my Lord hurleth the truth. He is the knower of things hidden. Say, the truth hath come, and falsehood showeth not its face and will not return. Say, if I err only to my own loss, and if I am rightly guided, it is because of that which my Lord hath revealed unto me. Lo, he is hearer nigh. Couldst thou but see when they are terrified with no escape, and are seized from near at hand, and say, We now believe therein, but how can they reach faith from afar off, when they disbelieved in it of yore? They aim at the unseen from afar off, and a gulf is set between them and that which they desire, as was done for people of their kind of old. Lo, they were in hopeless doubt. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Praise be to Allah, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, which appointeth the angels as messengers having wings 2, 3, and 4. He multiplieth in certain what he will. Lo, Allah is able to do all things. That which Allah openeth unto mankind of mercy, none can withhold it. And that which he withholdeth, none can release thereafter. He is the mighty, the wise. O mankind, remember Allah's grace toward you. Is there any creator other than Allah, who provideth for you from the sky and the earth? There is no God save him. Whither then are ye turned? And if they deny thee, O Muhammad, messengers of Allah were denied before thee. Unto Allah all things are brought back. O mankind, lo, the promise of Allah is true. So let not the life of the world beguile you, and let not the avowed beguiler beguile you with regard to Allah. Lo, the devil is an enemy for you, so treat him as an enemy. He only summoneth his faction to be owners of the flaming fire. Those who disbelieve, theirs will be an awful doom, and those who believe and do good works, theirs will be forgiveness and a great reward. Is he the evil of whose deeds is made fair seeming unto him, so that he deemeth it good, other than Satan's dupe? Allah verily sendeth whom he will astray, and guideth whom he will. So let not thy soul expire in sightings for them. Lo, Allah is aware of what they do. And Allah it is who sendeth the winds, and they raise a cloud. Then we lead it unto a dead land, and revive therewith the earth after its death. Such is the resurrection. Whoso desireth power should know that all power belongeth to Allah. Unto him good words ascend, and the pious deed doth he exalt. But those who plot iniquities, theirs will be an awful doom, and the plotting of such folk will come to naught. Allah created you from dust, then from a little fluid, then he made you pairs, the male and female. No female beareth or bringeth forth save with his knowledge, and no one groweth old who groweth old, nor is aught lessened of his life, but it is recorded in a book. Lo, that is easy for Allah. And two seas are not alike. This fresh, sweet, good to drink, this other bitter, salt. And from them both ye eat fresh meat, and derive the ornament that ye wear. And thou seest the ship cleaving them with its prow, that ye may seek of his bounty, and that haply ye may give thanks. He maketh the night to pass into the day, and he maketh the day to pass into the night. He hath subdued the sun and moon to service. Each runneth unto an appointed term. Such is Allah your Lord. His is the sovereignty, and those unto whom ye pray instead of him own not so much as the white spot on a date stone. If ye pray unto them, they hear not your prayer, and if they heard, they could not grant it to you. On the day of resurrection they will disown association with you. None can inform you like him who is aware. O mankind, ye are the poor in your relation to Allah. And Allah, he is the absolute, the owner of praise. If he will, he can be rid of you and bring instead of you some new creation. That is not a hard thing for Allah. And no burdened soul can bear another's burden. And if one heavy laden crieth for help with his load, naught of it will be lifted, even though he unto whom he crieth be of kin. Thou warnest only those who fear their Lord in secret, and have established worship. He who groweth in goodness groweth only for himself. He cannot by his merit redeem others. Unto Allah is the journeying. The blind man is not equal with the seer, nor is darkness tantamount to light, nor is the shadow equal with the sun's full heat, nor are the living equal with the dead. Lo, Allah maketh whom he will to hear. Thou canst not reach those who are in the graves. Thou art but a warner. Lo, we have sent thee with the truth, a bearer of glad tidings and a warner. And there is not a nation but a warner hath passed among them. And if they deny thee, those before them also denied. Their messengers came unto them with clear proofs of Allah's sovereignty, and with the Psalms and the Scripture giving light. Then seized I those who disbelieved, and how intense was my abhorrence. Hast thou not seen that Allah causeth water to fall from the sky, and we produce therewith fruits of diverse hues? And among the hills are streaks white and red, of diverse hues, and others raven black. And of men and beasts and cattle in like manner diverse hues. The erudite among his bondsmen fear Allah alone. Lo, Allah is mighty, forgiving. Lo, those who read the scripture of Allah, and establish worship and spend of that which we have bestowed on them, secretly and openly, they look forward to imperishable gain. that he will pay them their wages and increase them of his grace. Lo, he is forgiving, responsive. As for that which we inspire in thee of the Scripture, it is the truth confirming that which was revealed before it. Lo, Allah is indeed observer, seer of his slaves. Then we gave the Scripture as inheritance unto those whom we elected of our bondmen. But of them are some who wrong themselves, and of them are some who are lukewarm, and of them are some who outstrip others through good deeds, by Allah's leave. That is the great favor. Gardens of Eden, they enter them wearing armlets of gold and pearls, and their raiment therein is silk. And they say, Praise be to Allah, who hath put grief away from us. Lo, our Lord is forgiving, bountiful. Who of his grace hath installed us in the mansion of eternity, where toil toucheth us not, nor can weariness affect us. But as for those who disbelieve, for them is fire of hell. It taketh not complete effect upon them, so that they can die, nor is it torment lightened for them. Thus we punish every ingrate. And they cry for help there, saying, Our Lord, release us. We will do right, not the wrong that we used to do. Did not we grant you a life long enough for him who reflected to reflect therein? And the warner came unto you, Now taste the flavor of your deeds, for evildoers have no helper. Lo, Allah is the knower of the unseen of the heavens and the earth. Lo, he is aware of the secret of men's breasts. He it is who hath made you regents in the earth. So he who disbelieveth, his disbelief will be on his own head. Their disbelief increaseth for the disbelievers in their Lord's sight naught save abhorrence. Their disbelief increaseth for the disbelievers naught save loss. Say, have ye seen your partner gods to whom ye pray beside Allah? Show me what they created of the earth. Or have they any portion in the heavens? Or have we given them a scripture, so that they act on clear proof therefrom? Nay, the evildoers promise one another only to deceive. Lo, Allah graspeth the heavens and the earth, that they deviate not. And if they were to deviate, there is not one that could grasp them after him. Lo, he is ever clement, forgiving. And they swore by Allah their most binding oath, that if a warner came unto them, they would be more tractable than any of the nations. Yet when a warner came unto them, it aroused in them naught save repugnance. Shown in their behaving arrogantly in the land and plotting evil, and the evil plot encloseth but the men who make it, then can they expect aught save the treatment of the folk of old. Thou wilt not find for Allah's way of treatment any substitute, nor wilt thou find for Allah's way of treatment aught of power to change. Have they not travelled in the land and seen the nature of the consequence for those who were before them? And they were mightier than these in power. Allah is not such that aught in the heavens or in the earth escapeth him. Lo, he is the wise, the mighty. If Allah took mankind to task by that which they deserve, he would not leave a living creature on the surface of the earth. But he reprieveth them unto an appointed term. And when their term cometh, then verily they will know that Allah is ever seer of his slaves. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Yasin. By the wise Qur'an, lo, thou art of those sent on a straight path, a revelation of the mighty, the merciful, that thou mayst warn a folk whose fathers were not warned, so they are heedless. Already hath the word proved true of most of them, for they believe not. Lo, we have put on their necks carcans reaching unto the chins, so that they are made stiff-necked. And we have sent a bar before them and a bar behind them, and thus have covered them so that they see not. Whether thou warn them or thou warn them not, it is alike for them, for they believe not. Thou warnest only him who followeth the reminder and feareth the beneficent in secret. To him bear tidings of forgiveness and a rich reward. Lo, we it is who bring the dead to life. We record that which they send before them and their footprints, and all things we have kept in a clear register. Coin for them a similitude. The people of the city, when those sent from Allah came unto them, when we sent unto them twain, and they denied them both, so we reinforced them with a third, and they said, Lo, we have been sent unto you. They said, Ye are but mortals like unto us. The Beneficent hath naught revealed. Ye do but lie. They answered, Our Lord knoweth that we are indeed sent unto you, and our duty is but plain conveyance of the message. The people of the city said, We augur ill of you. If ye desist not, we shall surely stone you, and grievous torture will befall you at our hands. They said, Your evil augury be with you. Is it because ye are reminded of the truth? Nay, but ye are froward folk. And there came from the uttermost part of the city a man running. He cried, O my people, follow those who have been sent. Follow those who ask of you no fee, and who are rightly guided. For what cause should I not serve him who hath created me, and unto whom ye will be brought back? Shall I take other gods in place of him, when, if the Beneficent should wish me any harm, their intercession will avail me naught, nor can they save? Then truly I should be in error manifest. Lo, I have believed in your Lord, so hear me. It was said unto him, Enter paradise. He said, Would that my people knew. With what munificence my Lord hath pardoned me, and made me of the honored ones.